Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Woo! Ow!
Ow!
Ah!
Ow!
Today, February 20th. By the way, shout out to my college roommate, Will Stewart, the great Will Stewart. February 20th, today, McDonald's are now selling a new item at breakfast, boys.
What is it?
Donut sticks. Or as the article says, donut sticks or fried pieces of dough sprinkled with cinnamon sugar. It's Yum. The new breakfast item over at McDonald's. And they're trying to do this kind of marketing thing. Like, hey, we're more than just an egg McMuffin, guys. We've got a full slate of breakfast options.
I think they're overthinking it. You know, I think they've gotten out of control with trying to have too much crazy stuff on the menu. The sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin is the greatest breakfast sandwich in the universe. It's been proven by science. There is no better breakfast sandwich anywhere. Sit down, dine in, gourmet restaurant, fast food, any category. The sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin is king.
If you're out there and you have a breakfast sandwich and you disagree, mail it to Ben and let Ben try it.
If you disagree, I'll punch you in your face.
Whoa.
I want to apologize for all that. That's probably a little too strong.
I like the egg McMuffin.
It's really good. It's really good.
It's gone. Thank you, Shibby. Egg white delight.
Thank you. It's really good.
Can I get it without egg?
Yeah, it's really more. Yeah. Yes, you can, Kevin. Yes. You can, Kevin.
So I'm
just looking for some muff.
I only like my eggs a certain way.
Uh-huh.
I like my eggs over hard.
Whoa.
Hey, me too.
Yeah.
I like all that juice.
That's it. That's over easy.
They're tricking it up.
There's no juice.
A little too much, man. It's just there's no need for McDonald's to have donut sticks, but I'm sure they're delicious.
So CNN reported that, or I guess he went on with them. The CEO of McDonald's says, hey, look, Dunkin' Donuts is kicking ass out there.
I like Dunkin' Donuts.
Starbucks crushing it. Taco Bell's even doing breakfast. We gotta mix it up a little bit. Hey, let's get a little donut sticks, pair it with some McCafe coffee. Now we're back in the breakfast game.
Hey, McDonald's coffee is not bad.
It's solid.
I like it.
He reported it with that flair, though, is what I'm telling you guys.
Oh, okay.
He looked around and he said, I understand. Taco Bell does a lot of big breakfast commercials.
Did he clap twice? And
now look at, I'm going to show you a picture of the donuts. They don't look bad, though. Ben, those look bad.
No, they don't look bad. I'm sure they're fine, but it's unnecessary, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would rather just have a donut.
You know what? I've always maintained that a donut shop would be a great business to have.
You could just Why call it donuts?
Because I don't think there's a lot of... Yeah, you could just call it donuts, first of all. But there's not a lot of overhead. And all you have to do is trick it up slightly. Trick up your donut slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Like Voodoo Donuts, which we went to in Portland. We got to check that out when the Mavs were playing the Trailblazers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all they do is here's a donut, and we put Fruit Loops on it. Now it's $7. Stand in line out the door for an hour so you can come get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here's a maple donut with a real piece of bacon on it. That'll be $11. And people stand in line for it. It's like Hertz Donuts. Hertz Donuts is a big gourmet donut chain. They opened one up in Frisco. People would go up there at 2 in the morning to wait in line for donuts.
We'll also loan you a car.
It's like, yes, and the whole OJ thing, they had to start doing the donuts.
Yep.
Anyways, I just think it's a great way. I think fashion donuts. In fact, I quit right now. I'm leaving.
I'm going to start a donut shop.
Hold on. Before you do this.
Yes.
Did you know how early those people get up?
How early?
Real early.
Like
remember
earlier,
that whole ad campaign when
Ben
we were
and
kids?
Skin's ice cream shop.
Thanks, coach.
Time to make the donuts. It's time to make the donuts.
Yeah.
Remember that guy getting up at 4 in the morning and the only people he sees on the road are Sean and RJ? He's miserable, and he's going in. He's got to get it and get those donuts made before people start rolling in at 5:45 or whatever time that thing happens.
I just texted Gavin. I got my job back. But here's the thing.
Good.
In the future,
congrats.
I want to open a donut shop and then pay for other people to work it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just create.
He's not going to put the hand.
I'm going to do the marketing, the advertising. I might even have KT do an endorsement. I'm a big fan of what you do, KT. And you know what? I think you need more endorsement. If we have advertisers listening out there.
Right.
KT is damn good at what he does. We want to get him some more endorsements. So if you're looking to advertise, we need you to contact 105.3 The Fan and get KT to endorse you, and we'll give you all of our support.
Would you let me make some of your donuts? I got a couple great recipes. I don't like doing sprinkles, but I'm all about the cream-filled donuts.
How would you do that?
Well, you get the cream like a lemon.
Ben, I'm worried that at the beginning of your donut rant, you said there's low overhead, and then you just bought an expensive marketing campaign.
I feel like I never feel like a marketing campaign is expensive.
Okay.
Because if you hire smart people to do your branding and marketing, all it is making you money.
Right. That's true.
Speaking of money.
By the way, I'm on a diet right now. Skin witnessed this today. We were in a donut shop together this morning, very early in the morning.
Oh, dangerous.
I did not eat a single thing in that donut shop.
I just assumed you ate it before I got there.
No donuts.
How did lunch go?
Lunch wasn't as well. Didn't go so well.
By the way, dude, our lunch was incredible.
It was so good.
It was so good.
I mean, they just started putting barbecue in front of us.
Oh, you got to do it.
Yeah, dude, when the guy came back with a second entree, I was like, wait, there's courses here. Unbelievable.
I'm stuffed.
Yeah.
I'm so good, though.
It's so good. Shout out to those boys.
Should have had a donut now, in hindsight.
Stop on the way home.
Yep.
I think Bill Gates is the $89 billion man who doesn't use his free time the way I would use my free time.
What would you do besides fill in donuts?
Because he writes an annual...
Stay at home.
He writes an annual letter each year.
An annual letter?
Each year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Yeah.
It's an annual letter that... What is it? Like a...
Yeah, like each year he writes a letter just to say, hey, here's some of the charity efforts, blah, blah, blah. Here's what we're doing, me and my wife, Melinda. But we've got some concerns.
Like a State of the Union address is just on a letter that he mailed
like
to somebody.
A Christmas card?
And he says that he's become a little more entrenched in the fight to stop this global warming. He's worried about all the buildings that are being made. And he was like, we've got these greenhouse gas problems. It's a big problem because we got all this steel that's going up in the air and concrete because everything's getting, you know, and it's getting warmer each year. That's what he says. And he says this in his letter, his annual letter that he wrote
to who?
This year. He said, one of the problems is cattle, which gives off methane when they belch and fart.
He's right.
What?
That fartiness is real shocking.
Which is why if you are enjoying steaks on a regular basis, you're helping to stop the cow fart problem.
Yeah. So he's like, we need
eat more beef.
He said we need more inventions that can help out with this because it's a major problem.
All right, hold on a second.
Methane gas from the cows.
All right, we need an invention. How about a cow fart diaper?
Ooh, pretty
good. The cows get fitted, retrofitted with an airtight diaper. And if they fart, it just catches it and it turns it into an air bubble around them. It also makes them lighter weight because the air helps them kind of walk around lightly because they've got a little bit of a lift there.
So an air
lessons on flatulence from a fart artist.
And then
is it just attached to that tail?
So that's how farts work.
Yes, that's how farts work. So you attach. Okay, so in the past.
So why don't we speak through our rear ends?
Oh, hold on.
What a terrible question.
So
the reason for that, you idiot.
So basically, in the past week, we've had two different stories about the way the world is going to end.
Uh-huh.
Right now, we've got one of the smartest people that ever lived saying cow farts are going to end us. And a scientist recently said that killer robots are going to end us.
A group of scientists at a convention.
So what do you guys think is more likely to end Earth? Cow farts or killer robots?
AI. Absolutely. Artificial intelligence, no doubt about it.
I think the robots will do us in.
That's a robot?
Yeah, I didn't even do the killer sex robot story today.
Some of the robots will keep us as pets.
They're killer sex robots?
We'll make great pets.
Is every robot really a sex bot?
Well, you can hack it. There's danger once you get it that it could be hacked into.
Oh, really?
And control things and be taught to use weapons.
By other robots?
Yeah. But I got to get to this one, too, though. This is really good. So this mom in Australia, mate, she's going to take her four-year-old to the zoo. Okay, we're going to the zoo. But hold, before we go to the zoo, let's go to the store and buy you a little toy, a little stuffed animal to play with. What's your favorite animal? He's like a lion. All right. So she buys him a little lion.
Now we play a game.
Well, then he comes running up to her. Mommy, mommy, mommy. My lion has a willy on it.
What?
So his little toy lion has a sack and full scrote situation going.
Do you have a picture of this toy dong?
I absolutely do.
Prove it.
And I want you guys to take a good look at this lion and what is on the bottom of it.
Oh, my God. What?
Can you guys believe that? Right under the lion's tail, a full depiction of male genitalia.
Mm.
I need someone to explain to me why that's underneath a toy lion's crotch like that.
So hold on. The guys in the shop are making the toy lion, and one guy's like, look, I think we've done it. We've created the perfect toy lion. And another guy's like, no, not unless we create lion genitalia. Will this thing truly be an accurate depiction of a lion to be played with in the world? Lions will be disrespected. Well, what if they think it's a female lion? No!
That's a cool toy.
We need them to know it's a male lion engorged in the act of being a lion.
What is this salty discharge?
What? And you can easily pin it on one because they had three kids in there, so each kid bought a little toy. One bought a hippo. Nothing. Oh, so they're riding in the car, and the little Australian kid goes, look, Mom, the lion's got a willy. But I think four, that's a pretty good age to start teaching your kids about private parts, right?
I mean, a kid, by the time he's four, he knows dongs happen. Well,
why'd they put a human one on it?
That's the question I don't understand.
I mean,
my first thought was, I guess I've never seen a lion dong. Is that?
That wasn't a doink. That you know what?
We should all be grateful we haven't seen a lion dong. Probably a bad situation for us.
That looked like the cover of the Nirvana record Nevermind, yeah. Baby Dong.
It did. It looked like a balloon, and there's like just a little handle to blow up the balloon.
Yeah. Be just like being in prison.
Man. Well, good luck if you're buying toys.
What?
I mean, it's a chance to teach your kids about prison.
Yeah, they need to know.
You got a knight in the clink coming up.
I've always said the earlier you teach them, the better you'll feel about yourself.
I wish this segment had ended with good luck buying toys. I feel like that was a good way to spike the football. And do
good luck buying toys. Spike ball.
All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Touchdown, Ram.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.